Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
It's me, Miss Phoebe Robinson, just popping in for a quick sec for two super important announcements. So stop what you're doing, focus on my voice, put away your iPhone, unless you're listening to this on your iPhone, so then just keep holding it as you are. Anyway, first announcement, y'all. Unless you've been living in an abandoned Kmart, you know that me and Miss J. Willie's new HBO special dropped today, y'all. This brings me to announcement number two. You'll see in this first episode a very special comedian, you guys. I love her to pieces. She did the very first episode of the Two Dope Queens podcast all the way back in 1972. And we are still kicking it at the age of 25.
Yeah, right.
She's the funniest person that I have the pleasure of knowing. I'm talking about, of course, Michelle Buteau. She killed it on the HBO specials. You're going to love her. Or if you don't love her, you're a fucking dummy. But anyway, better than her being in the Two Dope Queens HBO special, this bitch right here, Michelle Buteau, is getting her own podcast right here in WNYC Studios. Bam, 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 bam. It's called Late Night Whenever, and it's gonna be dope. Late Night Whenever, Late Night Whenever, Late Night Whenever. It's like late night, with celebrity guests, live music, and Michelle being outrageous. So to celebrate all the things that are amazing about Miss Mishy B, I want you guys to hear one of Michelle's most infamous Two Dope Queens sets.
What's up, Los Angeles? Make some motherfucking noise! You guys look cute as fuck. Oh my God, Jessica and Naomi, they are so adorable. Naomi's wearing a cute little onesie. I love me a onesie, except for like when I have to use the bathroom and then it's like a ghetto episode of Cirque du Soleil and I'm like, what? And here's a little fashion tip about onesies. Ladies, if you're gonna get a pap smear, don't wear a onesie, okay? You're gonna be the creepy naked girl at the office. Don't ask me how I know. So originally, I was gonna come out here and tell you a short story about this like really like ugly guy I dated with bad teeth and bad breath that was a coworker back in the day, early 2000s, and I ended up dating him a couple of times because he just paid for everything. And it wasn't like I didn't have standards or have like self-worth. I was just hungry and he loved to pay. And it just like tasted better when he paid for it. And I was like, oh my God. And then one night I got super drunk for Cinco de Mayo because it's Cinco de Mayo. And we were like hooking up in my sublet, fancy. And I felt myself getting sick and I ran to the bathroom and I like just got sick. I threw up and I was like, oh my God, I hope he didn't see. And then like when I looked out the like the door, there was like a trail of it and I saw him wiping his shirt off and I was like, ah. And I went back and I'm like, I'm so sorry. He's like, no problem. And then he went down on me. And talking about kissing the boo-boo. So like, the next day, he helped me put together like my IKEA dresser. And I had to break up with him because I was like, I have no respect for you. But I'm not going to tell you about that story because I have a husband and I want to respect him. You know what I mean? I found somebody to die with. It's cool. I just want to witness, you know, someone to find me. Are you guys just want to die alone? Cool. But if you guys are like single and like looking for somebody or booed up or whatever, like my biggest thing is just like don't settle. You know what I mean? Like just, you know what the red flag is. You don't have to talk about it constantly with everybody. You know what the fuck it is. Yeah, you sound crazy when you keep bringing up the same shit over and over. You know, one time I settled for this dude. He was like so cute, so short, sort of like Peter Dinklage, a little bit taller. Just a little chicken nugget with dipping sauces and treated me like a queen, but his dick was so small. I was like, I can't get with this. Like, even when it was hard in my mouth, I was like, I've had pieces of chicken bigger in my mouth than his dick right now. But you know what? I'm not gonna go there. I'm married, happily married. Gonna respect my man, 'cause it's love. I'm just, like, you know, and I met my man through a one-night stand, so I feel like it's a lottery. You gotta fuck your way to the right one. Yes, yes. Don't let someone shame you about your sexuality. Sit and spin and get, have somebody fuck happiness into you. You know what I mean? Life is short. You gotta take chances. You haven't lived unless you sucked a Dominican guy's dick in the back of a taxi and got gum stuck on it, is all I'm saying. But I'm not gonna tell you that story because I respect my man. Despacito is a real word. So I was hanging out with my squirrel friends in a hot tub in like a plus size bathing suit like I do. Drinking rosé, we're talking about sex. This is a very sex-heavy set, y'all. Get into it, okay? Ladies, we working it. Let's get our periods together. Fuck it, I don't give a fuck. Fuck men right now. I wanna talk about my pussy. So my friend's like, I hate it when a guy comes quick. I was like, bitch, I love it. That means my pussy works. And she's like, what? And she goes, put that on a magnet. I was like, what? That's my time, everybody. You've been amazing.
You guys, isn't Michelle a queen? Of course she is. So go subscribe to Late Night whenever, wherever you get your podcast, okay? That's Late, followed by Night, followed by Whenever. So put that into your search tabby tab, type it in, and then go sit back down and watch our specials on HBO, okay? Ache Bayo. These episodes are so fun. I think you're going to love it. Thank you so much for watching them. And thank you so much in advance for supporting my girl, Michelle Buteau. Love you, mean it. Bye, Q. Bye.